In the north, Sinn Féin are now the biggest party at Westminster, Stormont and in local councils. And nationalists now have more seats than unionists at all three levels of government for the first time since partition. The DUP lost three of their eight seats. More than half a century of Paisley rule in North Antrim is over, lost to former DUP MEP and hardline unionist Jim Allister. Geoffrey Donaldson's seat in Lagan Valley was won by the Alliance Party. South Antrim was taken by the Ulster Unionists. And East Derry almost went to Sinn Féin. Gregory Campbell only won 179 votes more than Sinn Féin's Kathleen McGuirk. Speaking to BBC Radio Ulster this morning, the 71-year-old DUP MP said they needed to look at how to unite unionism and win more seats rather than lose them.
We're the largest unionist party in Westminster and in Stormont. Now, that means we have a responsibility to act and try and bring people together, just as other people have a responsibility to say, are they going to act in a way that may jeopardise seats or win seats back? That's going to be the clarion call from the unionist community. Win them back. Don't jeopardise further seats in the future.
The Alliance Party lost their seat in North Down. Their party leader lost out in East Belfast, but Circa Eastwood won in Lagan Valley, a seat held for over 40 years by unionists Jim Molyneux and Geoffrey Donaldson. She won by almost 3,000 votes.
They wanted to see hope. They wanted to see somebody breaking through and doing what so many people thought was impossible. And tonight proves that change is possible, change can happen, and actually change can be done in a way that is positive and dignified and inclusive, and that's what we've done as a team.
Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, is with us now. Long night, Vincent. Long night for the DUP. What on earth has happened to them?
Indeed, having a long night, and the DUP will be scratching their heads and asking that question, because in the run up to this over the past week or two, that there had been a concession almost within the DUP that they're going to lose South Antrim. Paul Girvan was a very low profile MP. Robin Swan was a high profile challenger from the Ulster Unionists, you know, former Stormont Health Minister, who was regarded as doing very, very well in staying in Northern Ireland through the COVID pandemic. They were saying they thought they would hold East Belfast, which they did. They were very confident they would hold Lagan Valley. They just did not see Circa Eastwood overturning that majority of 6,500. And Ian Pacey's seat in North Antrim, Gavin, was never even discussed by any journalists, by any commentators, and by anyone within the DUP. It was taken for granted they were going to hold that seat. And as you said, in East Derry, Gregory Campbell got a real shock. The Sinn Féin came within a whisker of also taking that seat. And Sammy Wilson was under huge pressure in East Antrim and just about held on to his seat as well. You heard Fiona saying about the Conservative Party, the debate will be, do they move to the centre or do they move further to the right? And I think that debate already started in the early hours this morning within the DUP.
I mentioned that nationalist hat-trick, and that nationalists now have more seats than unionists at all three levels of government for the first time since partition. And this coming not long after Sinn Féin had a very difficult election here.
That's right. I mean, it's a remarkable hat-trick for Sinn Féin to emerge as the largest party in North Ireland and Westminster, already the largest party of Stormont and local government. And you say that they needed a boost, they needed some kind of a momentum shift after the poor performance in the southern elections at local government and the European elections. And they were quietly confident over the past few weeks that they could do it. Now, at one point they had predicted gains. I would imagine that East Derry was one that they maybe had in their sights. They also went after Foyle very hard. They took Colm Eastwood's majority of over 17,000 down to just over 4,000. So they put down a marker next time around. And normally speaking, Gavin, after an act like this, the story would have been dominated by Sinn Féin becoming the largest party. But instead, what most people are talking about is the collapse in some places of the DUP, and certainly the demise of Ian Paisley, the end of that Paisley dynasty. His father, Ian Paisley, who founded the DUP, took the seat in 1970. He had it for 40 years, then 14 years for his son. For 54 years, more than half a century, the Paisley dynasty ruled North Antrim, and it was regarded as theirs. And today, they're waking up to an entire new reality. And you can see the reaction last night, Gavin, on Ian Paisley Jr.'s face as he walked into the county centre in Marrowfelt in County Derry. He looked like a man who had been shaken to the core. And his party, I can tell you, has been shaken to the core by that result.
A remarkable night in the North. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, thank you.